What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up today, Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, on the latest issues with the rollout of Obamacare and how all the mistakes are crippling the Obama presidency. Also coming up at 10:30, a North Dakota story, sad North Dakota story, Linda Walker, the mother of Drew Shadeen, responding to recent reports of Alfonso Rodriguez's comments in jail on the murder of Drew. Also, our good old friend, Mr. Cobb, is at it again. Scott, you're out and about today as well.
I am, actually. I'm coming to you live and direct from the beautiful shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. And
this, one of my favorite lakes.
This town that looks like a Norman Rockwell painting, a beautiful Minnesota lake, and they're getting all set for a Thanksgiving weekend special, and so if you want to check that out, you can go to chaseonthelake.com and maybe take in all the fun. They have a nice package of all kinds of goodies, and they're actually doing their big weekend in Walker, Minnesota, that weekend to kick off the Christmas celebration. So should be lots of fun. They have a little lighting parade, lights of the Christmas lights parade, and lots of fun.
When did they kick that off?
Festival of Lights parade, and also the lighting of the city of downtown takes place the Friday after Thanksgiving, so a week from Friday.
Yeah. All right, I'm good with that. Now, if it was before Thanksgiving,
I know I'm getting
not a fan. I'm getting burned out.
I am too. We're going to talk a little bit about that a little later on this hour. I'm having a dream, and my dream is a Craig Cobb free, North Dakota. I'd love to have the story just go away, but obviously that's counter to what these guys want. I think they've given us exactly what we needed. This is a Christmas gift early from these two crazies down in Cobb. A lot of the arguments from our audience have been, hey, look, I don't agree with them, but it's America. Until they do something wrong, leave them alone. Well, I wonder if anybody's still in that camp. Because, look, the photos tell the story. I know everything I need to know from the photos of this story down in Leith over the weekend, and this is terrorizing. You can't run around with a rifle and a shotgun and, get in your neighbor's face. And, they've, in my view, they've crossed the line. They're done. Prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law and end this nightmare in Leith, North Dakota, pronto. Do you disagree?
A little bit. And this is a slippery slope, but say they were walking around with handguns and... North Dakota, you don't have to have a concealed carry during daylight hours. You can have an open carry, and they weren't loaded, but somebody takes offense with them having that handgun. Does that cross the line of terrorism? How do you define terrorizing is what it comes down to. Now, if I'm walking into some place, and I know somebody's got a concealed carry, and I'm terrorized by it, careful what we're opening up here. Now, the rifle and the shotgun, I think, cross the line. That's a little bit different argument. But it's not that far to bleed those two together to make that argument, well, gee, nobody should carry a gun then, which I disagree with.
Well, I would disagree with that, too. But we're not talking about anybody. We're talking about people who have already, look at what we saw happen at that city council meeting with this Keenan Dutton. Is that how you say his name? Is it Keenan?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, so I think that the combination of what we know already with the fact that I'm just looking at the photos of this. You're seeing this. They're walking the streets with guns. We understand this was prompted by some individuals putting in some surveillance cameras. And I guess if I lived in Leith, North Dakota, I'd think about putting up some security cameras as well, just to keep an eye on what's going on. And that prompted the confrontation with these two with the guns.
And if I lived in Leith, I'd have my concealed carry, and I'd make sure I was carrying it at all times, given the situation down there as well.
Here's the deal. This thing's escalating. It's getting out of hand. We shouldn't denigrate the rights of law-abiding citizens who, are not going to be labeled terrorizing for brandishing a gun out in some normal discourse of a North Dakota weekend. and either protecting themselves and or being outdoors to these two guys who are obviously looking to get their name in the paper, get their photo in the paper, and terrorize folks.
The people in Leith are under attack, first and foremost. That community in Leith is under attack, which, given it's a predominantly white community, if you want to put this in the terms of Cobb himself, and he says that the white community is under attack, well, he's attacking a white community then, if you're going to put this in his terminology. So that's disingenuous to begin with. Now, backing up a little bit further, a story broke over the weekend that was popping up, and I haven't validated whether or not this is true or not because it started on social media, but it's my understanding there's actual a couple producers from Los Angeles that want to do a reality show around this.
Oh, great, great, yeah.
What does that do? How does that exacerbate the situation?
Well,
do you think they're over the top now?
Set up the cameras in jail and watch them, I guess. But, folks, you can weigh in on this, but I'm not with Steve on this one. I don't think this has any connection whatsoever to law-abiding citizens and crossing line just because they have a gun in their hand. I think this is a confirmation of the worst suspicions of the town of Leith. This is why they instigated some aggressive actions in removing them and asking them to you know, have a home that was habitable. And I hope they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law from this. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to weigh in. 701-258-0550, our telephone number. We have talked to the folks down in Leith about this over the weekend, and they're evidently tied up with a bond hearing right now, so not able to join us. They were witnesses, the one councilman and also the webmaster down in Leith, same individual that took the photos here. So we are trying to get some eyewitness reports, but they've been quoted rather extensively in the news coverage of this, and it seems pretty simple what's going on. Kevin says on our Facebook page, he's an idiot. Stop talking about him. I agree he's an idiot. It is, however, news, and that's why I say behind bars, maybe this thing just goes away. So be good. Joe in Bismarck wants to weigh in on a topic today. What's on your mind, Joe? Welcome to the program.
I have just a general question on buying a house. Maybe you guys can answer it for me. Let's say you took out a loan at a bank for $300,000 for a house, and let's say you made payments and you had $100,000 in it, and let's say you couldn't make any more payments, and then I guess they did a foreclosure. Do you lose your $100,000 that you put into that house? Does the bank just take the house and you don't get that $100,000 back?
Oh, absolutely. Unless you wind up being able to do it on a short sale and get something out of it.
I see. So the bank would just take the house, and then you're out your $100,000 if you don't keep your payments up.
Well, I think what I don't know that they could take. In other words, depending on what this house sells for, right? So they'd sell the house.
What do you already put into it?
And whatever they get back, they'd take what they owed. If there's anything left over, you'd get that towards your house.
I was just wondering on that.
They're not going to take more than this count. I'm no expert on it, but that's my understanding. That
they're not allowed to take more. They can't turn a profit on it. They can just get out what they've got into it as far as the servicing of the debt.
But they're going to get their money back. They're going to get their money back, and I think that's what Steve said when Steve was saying, yeah, they're going to take it. They're going to take it if it's short of... If what they're owed, they're going to take all of it and then some. But if they get more from the sale of a house than you owe on it, you're going to get the difference.
I see. Hey, thanks a lot, you guys. Appreciate it.
I'd ask a lender to be sure, but that would be my understanding. Thanks, Joe. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Rick in Northwest North Dakota. Rick, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good morning. I just want to make a couple of comments on the situation out in the Leith. First of all, law-abiding citizens don't go around and do what these guys do. It doesn't matter what the color of a person's skin is, whether they're black, white, red, orange, purple, pink, or blue. Prejudice is ugly any way you look at it. And that's an ugly, very ugly, I don't even have the words for it. It's just an extremely terrible thing that should not exist in our society anymore. The folks in Leith, going around, carrying a gun, and their intentions are known, they are terrorizing people. Law-abiding citizens don't do that. And, there are certain things regarding open carry and everything else. You can carry a, unloaded gun during hours of daylight in North Dakota, but like I said, their intentions are known. It makes no difference whether it's Black Panthers with bats at voting booths or these knuckleheads in Leaf. It's still terrorizing any way you look at it.
I'm with you, Rick. And do you agree they ought to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? I hope they're researching every possible law in the book to throw it at them. Do you agree?
110%. And I'm not going to give my last name or anything else. I'll just say that I am involved in law enforcement, and I have been a firearms instructor for many years.
Perfect, Rick. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in Your Mind, brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can go to our Facebook or our Twitter as well, but go into the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Leaf, North Dakota. Cobb is at it again, being arrested over the weekend. Terrorizing are the charges, and we're getting to some of the details on that this morning. What are your thoughts? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Scott and I disagree a little bit on this, at least on the mechanism of this. And Rick brought up a great point. intent. Cobb does have a track record, and there is intent. Everybody knows the intent down there, and I think that's probably the place to start to draw the line.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, a little bit offended by the fact that you're saying, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with holding a gun in your hand and, you know, and somehow connecting to this the folks that are absolutely 100% law-abiding. This guy's not law-abiding, right? This guy's, he's down there to be an antagonist. And
that's where the line gets drawn.
To admit that you're running around, what was his line? Policing the streets? Give me a break. Want your take on this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. Here is comments from some of the folks on our Facebook page. Monty says he's looking for attention, and he's getting it. I tell you what, I cringe every time this story comes up, because, as I say, my dream is to never again have to talk about Leith, North Dakota being the home of Craig Cobb and his ilk. But it is news, folks. Scott says, if I recall, he was living there peacefully. Then everyone found out he was a white supremacist. Then the people judged him and wanted him gone. They vandalized his property, made new laws that were pertaining to him, and just wouldn't leave him alone. How many of us would let it be known, and I'm armed, leave me alone? The guy has issues, but while we're worried about him this past weekend, a Muslim in Nashville, Tennessee, called for all single women who are not virgins in the United States to be killed. I'll take the white supremacist over a radical Muslim for a neighbor any day. Says Scott. Scott is trying to defend Craig Cobb, but I think he gives Craig Cobb too much credit for Craig Cobb wants attention. Craig Cobb, and his newest cohort there, this Deenan or this Keenan, you know what? See the video of the city council meeting that he was at? We weren't able to play it on the air because it was filled with too many expletives, but. That isn't somebody that's looking to just live somewhere peacefully. Shows up drunk, ends up in a confrontation with the sheriff there. Keenan Dutton is his name, 29 years of age. Cobb is 62, but evidently they're, you know, of the same ilk here. Anyway, to your point, Steve, folks that just because they're holding a gun in hand doesn't make them a criminal, I couldn't agree with you anymore. That's very different than walking the streets after the antagonistic behavior these two have been part of. Don't buy it one bit. Jeff and Bismarck, what's your take? You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I guess I just have to say, this guy did actually go on private property and start a confrontation with one of the, well, it was actually the minister. They followed the minister's wife home, and they had a dog, and they were very threatening. And the other day, they also threatened a mother and their daughter. They wouldn't let her pass through town. They attacked her, basically. When she was in her car and just scared to have a little daylights out of people. You know, that's a threat as well. So, you know, when you say there's no law against walking around with guns, that's fine, but these guys are looking for it and they're going to get it. They are very calculated. They know what they're doing. And the people of Leith, I have family that live there. There's people of Leith that are doing the right thing by just staying out of the way and legally handling this and let them screw up. Because they will. They will screw up. They can't help themselves.
Well, they have, haven't they? I mean, this is to me they've demonstrated their MO right here. I mean, that's why I say I hope law enforcement officials just find every potential crime that's been violated here and make sure to throw the book at them.
Well, there's a list. Let me tell you, they are compiling a list on these people, and it's just every day there's something new, and they're antagonizing people. They're big, but throwing them out of there, and there's been some dumb things happen. People have done some vandalizing and things of that nature, but you know, with their antagonistic nature, I mean, there are going to be people that are going to strike back. It's too bad. It's unfortunate because you know you don't want to give them any ammunition. Probably not a good pun, but to fight our legal system. And the problem is the beautiful part about our Constitution is we got to put up with the idiots so we have our rights. They always seem to find loopholes.
Jeff, thanks for the phone call. Weighing in on Facebook, Stephen, open carry laws in North Dakota are that you cannot carry a loaded weapon in the open unless you are hunting. Not even CCW holders can openly carry a loaded firearm. This is North Dakota law, according to My CCW book. Also on Twitter, and this is an interesting point. Now that he's in custody, Scooby weighs in on Twitter, now that he's in custody, can't we get Canada to extradite him?
As I recall, though, the particular warrant that he's wanted on in Canada, there's not an agreement on extradition. So I think...
make one.
Yeah, that'd be right. John and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi. Say, I think that there's meetings coming up for the proposed new jail facility for the counties, and I just want to encourage everybody to go to them.
Burleigh County Jail, you're talking.
Yeah, there's no reason to be raising taxes on law-abiding citizens that to put this facility in. If it wasn't for the oil boom, they wouldn't be building this facility. They're taking in more revenue than any time in the history of this state. So we shouldn't be raising taxes. We're one of the top five oil-producing states, and we're the only one that has all three of property tax, income tax, and sales tax already, so that they need to go after their legislatures and get the money from the state, the revenues there, to build this facility. And one real quick thing, you guys, a company advertised General Steel on your shows here, and this might sound simple, but they put up a 60 by 130-some steel building for, or don't put it up, but the materials are $39,000. But they want to put this monstrosity up of $50 million. I mean, these power plants out here have been here since the 60s, and they're steel buildings. And if you look at Sheriff Apile, we can't do this here, obviously, because of the weather, but he houses his people in tents down there. And it's good enough for our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. Why isn't it good enough for prisoners? So we could put up buildings for a fraction of the cost that they're proposing. And they've already spent $500,000 when the voters haven't even approved this. I think everything they're doing is 100% wrong.
And that's for a study, John. John, that's just for architectural drawings. So they're basically assuming it's going to pass by spending that $500,000 hiring an architect.
By the way, I'll just quickly tell folks that are interested in joining John, the commission meets 5 p.m. at the Tom Baker Meeting Room of the City and County Office Building, 221 North 5th Street, Bismarck. It is tonight, third Monday of November. All right, back with more on What's on Your Mind. We're talking Obamacare next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620 or online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can get to our Facebook or our Twitter that way. Around the region, weather-wise, Bismarck at 20 this hour, Bismarck Mandan 20, Williston 23, Dickinson 27, Minot 22. In Jamestown, they're at 25, Devils Lake 21, Grand Forks 23, Fargo 26 this hour, Miles City at 26, Mobridge 25, Pier 28, Aberdeen 23, Lemon, South Dakota at 23. This portion of the program brought to you by North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
All you had to do was say Katrina when talking about the second term of George W. Bush, and folks knew that that was an event, right or wrong, that derailed much of the second term agenda for President Bush. Obamacare is increasingly being mentioned in the same vein as the signature event that could derail the second Obama term. And the debate heats up. We've asked Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, to join us for the latest on that. He's a nationally syndicated columnist, contributor to Fox News, chairman of the Internet Freedom Coalition, and author of the book Democracy Denied. Phil, nice to have you back. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So is Obamacare to Obama what Katrina was to Bush 43?
Well, I think it's very unfair to President Bush to make that comparison because, you know, the hurricane was not of President Bush's creation, whereas Obama conceived and created this thing and was warned every step of the way that this would happen, and it has in fact happened. So I think the political fallout may be comparable, but in my mind, it's not fair to President Bush to make that comparison.
Typical Washington, though, to go that route, right? And connect those two, you're hearing that a lot. But, you know,
but I mean, you get my point here. I mean, Bush didn't create the hurricane.
I agree. I mean, I
Obama
totally agree.
Obama made this thing.
What I think is interesting, though, is that, you know, more and more, and even some Democrats and some left-leaning organizations see this as the undoing of the Obama administration and really stunting everything they planned. Is it a ditch they can dig out of?
Well, I think the big question is whether, number one, whether they can get this website working, and number two, whether when it works, people are actually happy with what they find there. And I suspect that even if they do get it working, people are going to see the prices, and they're going to say, you know, the plan I lost was a lot better. This is a ripoff. This is terrible. And it's actually not going to solve their problems if they get the website fixed. But those are really the two key questions, I think. You know, can they get this thing working? And if it works, will people be happy with it or not? If they can't fix it at all, or if they fix it and people are still unhappy with what they find there, I think that this is the end for this guy politically. I don't see how he climbs out of it.
We're talking with Phil Kirpin, president of American Commitment, on the latest issues with the rollout of Obamacare. It seems like they're hanging so much right now on getting the website fixed that that's going to make everybody happy and everything all better. Are they hiding behind a little bit of that, saying that, okay, it's the website, not actually the significance of a health care reform act that just does not work for the American people?
Yeah, it was interesting when President Obama did his press conference last week, and this was, I mean, this was painful to watch. Even as someone who's not a fan of the guy, it was painful to watch a president, do that poorly. A president of the United States do that poorly in a press conference. It was tough to watch. But what he basically said is, yeah, I knew a lot of people would lose their plans when I said they wouldn't, but I thought they would find new plans in the website and they'd be happy with them. And so the real problem is the website. And it's kind of like, wait a second, guy, you're saying that you knew you were lying time after time after time after time that you said that, but you were just kind of hoping that the people who lost their plans would be okay with it? And that's what I was getting from him. And, you know, that's why they're sort of blaming the website, because they're saying, well, you know, yeah, we lied to millions of people who lost their plans, but the way this was supposed to work is they were supposed to lose their plans and then go on this website and find another plan, and it was supposed to be relatively smooth. And that's very different from what they actually said, which is, you know, they basically told millions and millions of Americans, basically everyone except the uninsured, pay no attention to this because nothing's going to change for you. And even though they knew that was not, in fact, the case. And so I think they've got big problems here that go way, way beyond the website. The number one fundamental problem is that they sold this to the American people based on a lie, based on the specific lie that everyone who had insurance would be able to keep it. In fact, the vast majority of people who have insurance will lose it, not just in the individual market, which we're already seeing, but a lot of people are going to lose their employer-provided plans as well. When the employer mandate takes effect next year, we're going to have another huge wave of cancellations, especially in the small group market, but also for some people in the large group market. And so this is going to be a huge upheaval for millions and millions and millions of people in this country who I don't think are going to consider it worth it to pay more and get less in many cases because of some sort of amorphous supposed benefit for other people. And in fact, there's still going to be an awful lot of uninsured people at the end of this. And if the website is not fixed, you're going to have a major crisis, you know, just 6 weeks from now, because we're going to get to January 1st, and millions of people who lost their policies are going to be newly uninsured because they're not going to be able to purchase replacement policies in many cases if they're hoping to get the new Obamacare policies. And in fact, if any listeners are in this situation, you've got one of these cancellation letters, I have to stress this to you. Call your insurance company and do what they're calling an early renewal, where they offer you a policy that's got a plan year of 2013 so that you can get it renewed immediately, and it can take you towards almost the end of next year. You can get a policy from December 1st of this year through December 1st of next year that's much more affordable than one of these Obamacare policies. Buy yourself that extra year to see if the politicians can sort this thing out. Do not take chances that this is going to work. That's the best way you can protect yourself.
Any questions that you have for Phil on this, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Talking to Obamacare and the latest fallout. A lot of our listeners, Phil, have said the best approach here is that, just stand back and let this fall. Okay, you tried repeal, you tried replace, you tried delay. None of it happened. Best approach now: just let them own this and let folks suffer. We talked to Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota's lone House member. He's saying, hey, that might be the smart political thing to do, but we can't do that. Too many people have lost their policy, had it canceled, have the broken promise affecting their health insurance. We've got to do everything in our power to fix it. That obviously was what the legislation that passed on Friday, with 40 Democrats joining Republicans, I might add, on the vote. What do you think is the best approach? Is some sort of legislative fix, is an alternative the best way to go, or is it let them wallow in this and suffer the political consequence?
Well, I think Kevin's right, but I would use slightly different language. I don't think this thing can be fixed, and I don't think it's about fixing it. At this point, we're doing triage. We're trying to do the best we can do in a terrible circumstance to help some of the victims of this thing get through it until we can completely dismantle it and replace it with something else that actually works for people. And, you know, we're not going to be able to bring all these policies back, no matter what the president promised on Thursday. And frankly, even if the Upton bill passed, we wouldn't be able to bring all these policies back. But we've got to do whatever we can for the people who are in this situation, the millions of people who've lost their insurance, to give them whatever help we can to be able to get policies that work for them again and not to be forced into this disastrous Obamacare system that, number one, right now doesn't work at all, but number two, even if it does work, is probably going to cost a lot more and give a lot less in terms of narrower provider networks and so forth. And, I mean, you know, you've got a lot of very rural listeners. If their doctor and their local hospital is not in a network, that's as good as not having insurance at all for a lot of people, unless they're going to drive hours and hours to to get to someone else. So the narrower provider network issue is a major, major issue with a lot of these plans. And frankly, if you go on the Obamacare website and it happens to be working for you in a given day, the way it's set up, you can't see the providers that are in each plan. So you got to go search somewhere else and try to figure out who's in the plans, and that's a whole other problem. But I think Congressman Cramer is right that the Upton bill was a good way to alleviate the damage that's been done by Obamacare. And I wouldn't say that it's a fix, because it doesn't fix it. It actually creates an alternative. What that bill does is it says anyone who wants to in 2014 can buy an insurance plan that was available in 2013 under the old rules that were more affordable, that didn't have to cover pediatric, oral, and vision, didn't have to cover maternity and newborn care if those aren't things that you need. And that approach would mean that people who don't want to buy Obamacare policies, that don't think that's the best value for them, that lost their other policies, they'd be able to get something else more affordable that works better for them. And so it's sort of an interim step, a bridge towards taking on the rest of this law. I don't think that it would necessarily blunt the political impact against Democrats. Everyone knows they made this mess. Whether Republicans find a way to throw those people a life preserver or not, everyone knows whose mess this was. Everyone knows who's responsible for it. And I think that that's going to show itself on Election Day 2014, whether Republicans can help people or not. But, you know, it can only be good for Republicans politically if they can actually deliver some kind of relief for this disaster, in my opinion.
By the way, I think 39 or 40 votes were Democratic votes for that Upton bill in the legislation that did pass on Friday afternoon. Is that worrisome for the Obama administration that you've got Republicans able to say, hey, we got a bipartisan response to the president not being able to keep his promise?
Oh, I think so. Look, remember, Obamacare originally passed the House 219 to 212. It was extremely narrow. Not a single Republican voted for it. I think 23 Democrats voted against it. So they did this on the narrowest of bases in the first place, and now we've got a very large bipartisan rebuke to sort of this central provision of, you know, got of taking away people's plans if they don't meet these arbitrary government standards. And, I think those 39 Democrats are a pretty powerful statement. But it's also worth remembering that this was on the glide path to get 300-plus votes. This was going to get 100 Democrats or more if Obama didn't do what he did, that sort of emergency press conference where he said, okay, even though this was my plan all along, I changed my mind, I hear you, we're going to say that these plans can be brought back. Now, I think that the Upton bill is a much better approach because, you know, the problem with what Obama did is a lot of insurance companies are going to find it's not possible to bring these plans back. A lot of regulators aren't going to allow it anyway. You're dealing with just such a short window. The Upton approach would have said, hey, you can buy any 2013 plan you want anytime in 2014. So even if your specific plan didn't come back, you would still have a lot more choices, a lot more options than what President Obama is doing. But, you know, that he had to do that under political pressure. This was going to get a very large number of Democratic votes if he didn't do that. And, that's why he sort of did it out of desperation. But I think it's important to note that even after he did that, the Democrats were very worried that this was going to get 290 votes in the House, the veto-proof number, even after Obama threatened to veto it. And Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer were furiously whipping back Democratic votes all day on Friday, and they got that final number down to, I think, 39, the number of Democrats that they lost. But it easily could have been 50 or 60 earlier in the day, and they had to work very, very hard to sort of minimize defections on this. And even with all that hard work and with Obama taking his desperation move and so forth, you still had a major fracturing of the Democratic ranks. You still had a significant number saying, look, I can't face voters having voted against this. And so I do think that what this means is if things don't improve pretty quickly here for Obamacare, not just the website, but people actually liking what they're seeing, the options and so forth, I think there's a real chance this whole thing unravels. And, you know, before we even get to Election Day, you start to see a lot of Democrats saying, okay, well, we'll be for repeal.
We're talking with Phil Kirpin, president of the American Commitment, on the latest issues with the rollout of Obamacare. If you have any questions, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all of the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase Summit Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all 3 nights in a classic room. $449 for 3 nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture, HGTV.
Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. We're live at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. They have a great Thanksgiving package set up for you. You can call them at 888-88-CHASE-06, 88-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com and take advantage of that. The big Thanksgiving buffet and the 502 restaurant, and they're going to be doing a lighting of downtown Walker, Minnesota, and the Christmas Lights Parade, and all kinds of fun. So check that. Also, a Griswold Family Vacation Package, the 6th and 7th of December. A lot of great packages. They have a great resort here. A lot of amenities. The Copper Door Spa. Of course, all the outdoor activities. Lots of fishing out on Leech Lake. So check it out. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Anyway, we're chatting about Obamacare today, and a guy that knows Washington well, Phil Kirpin from American Commitment here on the latest. And Pat has a question for you. Traveling I-29 today. Go ahead, Pat, your question for Phil Kirpin.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Can hear you loud and clear, Pat. What's your question?
Oh, okay. What I want to know is, you know, all this time with the insurance, why can't we just pay the hospital so much a month? Because the insurance, it seems to me, goes like about 65 or 70% right to the company and doesn't get paid out to the hospitalization or whatever. And if a person would pay that much to the hospital, everybody would be okay and the hospital would do.
So Pat seems to think the insurance companies are the reasons healthcare costs are high. Is that a reasonable argument, Phil?
Not really. I mean, the insurance companies typically pay out between 80 and 85% of their premium dollars on medical care. That's what they call the medical loss ratio. The healthcare law actually requires them to spend at least 80 or 85% on medical care, and most were already in that range to begin with. Some had to increase it a little bit because of the new law, but for the most part, you know, most of your premium dollars are going to medical care. The reason insurance costs so much is healthcare costs so much for the most part. So mostly it depends on what's included, what's covered, and so forth. When you start piling on mandates, you have to cover this, 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 and this, that tends to increase premium costs. And historically, states that have had the most coverage mandates have had the higher costs. And now, of course, we've got all these federal mandates that are driving up costs as well. But it's not true that there's enormous loss in, you know, in bureaucracy or in profits or what have you. A lot of these healthcare plans are run as nonprofits. And they're relatively efficient. Now, there is a bureaucracy there, but that's not the main cost driver.
Pat, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Karen in Carson. What's on your mind today?
I was just wondering, if I have a private insurance plan, do I still have to get on the website and...
What kind of insurance plan do you have? Do you have an individual policy or one through an employer?
I have an individual one.
Have you received a renewal or cancellation letter for 2014?
It said that I was grandfathered in.
Well, if you were grandfathered, you're one of the lucky ones. Your plan continues with no changes. It, you know, it just might have whatever premium increase it has or what have you. But your policy is still legal under Obamacare because you qualified for the grandfather rule. Only about 20% of individual policies are expected to qualify for that rule. So a lot more people are getting the unhappy letter, the cancellation letter. But if you got a renewal letter saying you qualified for the grandfather, then nothing changes. Your policy continues in effect.
One of the lucky ones. Buy a lotto ticket while you're at it, Karen. Appreciate the call. Les in Grand Forks for Phil Kirpin of American Commitment. We're talking Obamacare today and answering your questions. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Les.
Hi, Scott. I was wondering, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, of course, Congress wrote into the law that they cannot even question what they do until 2017. The question I have, and I've been asking this, with the Goldwater Institute's got a couple lawsuits on that, but... how is that going to affect the payments to the doctors and to the hospitals? They're probably going to lose about 30% of their revenue on this thing is what it looks like. So I think the RNs and the LPNs and the janitors and doctors, the question, nobody's been able to answer, how much are they going to be paid? Because when the hospital revenue drops, obviously they're going to have to cut expenses someplace. And, of course, labor is a big cost of it. And the second thing is about it is, with these lawsuits that the Goldwater Institute has, there's a good lawsuit out there, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but they've got a plaintiff in Tempe, Arizona, who's setting himself up to not pay it so he can challenge the tax part of it. Have you heard about any of those? Or?
There's several legal challenges on several aspects of this. I'm not familiar with that particular lawsuit that you're talking about, but you know, there's several lawsuits out there challenging the provision of subsidies in federal exchanges, which is contrary to the language of the statute. There are lawsuits, of course, on the religious liberty issue related to the abortion-inducing drug and contraception mandate, and there's an origination clause lawsuit claiming that the bill did not originate in the House of Representatives. Not sure exactly what the lawsuit is that you're referring to, but I think we're going to continue to see a lot of legal wrangling around various aspects of the law.
Appreciate the call.
To your first question about the Independent Payment Advisory Board, we don't know what they're going to recommend exactly, and you know, that's part of what makes this so frightening. But you know, they've got sweeping powers to cut reimbursement rates for pretty much anything inside of Medicare, and Congress is almost powerless to overturn that. The way this was written, they would need a two-thirds vote to overturn that in Congress, which, of course, is almost impossible to do. And you know, I think that mechanism is almost certainly an unconstitutional delegation of legislative power from the Congress. And so if somebody's got a theory of how to get standing to challenge that mechanism, you know, that's obviously a lawsuit I think would have a lot of merit. But there's also a tremendous amount of support, I think, to try to do something about IPAB. A lot of Democrats.
Thank goodness. Appreciate the call. Phil, we're out of time. Appreciate your work on Obamacare. American Commitment. Phil Kirpin, our guest.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.